outdoors? Join the Maryland Adventure Program. This is a student-powered adventure that promotes personal growth and overall wellness. You can tackle a 50-foot wall through rock climbing or gather a group of friends to experience the challenge course. To get more information, log on to crs.umd.edu/Maryland Adventure Program.
Hello, you're listening to WMUC FM 90.5 College Park, where college radio is good radio. My name is Polly. This is Take Your Time. This is a variety show where I usually like to play repetitive calming music. Usually it's like of some different genre every week. This week we are covering, it is going to be like a mix of the genre known as slowcore and post-rock. They're related genres, not the same. But you'll see that they have intersections. There are some bands that I would say are just a post-rock band, some bands that are just slowcore bands, and some bands that sort of are in between. So I'm going to play some, like for example, I'm going to play a band today called Bark Psychosis, and they were sort of a slowcore band, but they were also the first band to be given the post-rock label in like a review for the album, I believe, called it that. And that was sort of where that whole thing sparked, and I'll get into what that all means later. But slowcore, as a genre, is sort of it's a sort of a spin-off of indie rock, where everything is purposefully slowed, more for effect, and you know, it's long, it's often sad and meditative, and it's sort of more of like indie rock's depressing cousin. And it definitely started to take you know, the most hold in the 90s, but we'll see some stuff. Actually, yeah, I would say it's mostly gonna be stuff from the 90s, but I'm going to play Talk Talk today, and we're gonna play Spirit of a song from their album Spirit of Eden, which 1988, which I could argue is the first post-rock album. Maybe, even though there's another album, Laughing Stock, that I think is, but anyways, we'll get into all that later. This is all what you can expect, but usually I play songs in like 4-song blocks, but a couple of these songs are quite long, but not these first 4, so I'm gonna first play a block of 4 songs. This is going to be from the band. They're all called Carissa's Weird. Weird is spelled intentionally wrong. It's W-I-E-R-D. And this is from their album, You Should Be at Home Here. All their albums are kind of, they all have like crazy long names. They have an album called Songs About Leaving, which is definitely their most iconic release. But, this song is called All Apologies and Smiles, Yours Truly, Ugly Valentine. That's a mouthful, but it's not as much of a mouthful as some other songs that they have. Then we have the song Left Behind by Bedhead, followed by Blue Thunder by Galaxy 500, a personal favorite of mine, and that's going to be followed by Words by Low.
Tell me what I should do, 'cause I'm
All right. That was All Apologies and Smiles. Yes. It's All Apologies and Smiles, Yours Truly Ugly Valentine, Left Behind by... Or, sorry, that's by Curses Weird. We have Left Behind by Bedhead, Blue Thunder by Galaxy 500, and Words by Low. We're going to follow this up with Metal Heart by Cat Power, Absent Friend by Bark Psychosis. That one's a bit long. And I Believe in You by Talk Talk, which is also a bit long. These are those last two are more of the post-rocky ones. I think I'll explain a little bit about that afterwards, after I let you listen. But we're just going to do that block of three songs because they're a bit longer. But this is Metal Heart, Absent Friend, and I Believe in You.
enough man in enough crippled world. I just can't bring myself to see it starting.
Right, that was Metal Heart by Cat Power, Absent Friend by Bark Psychosis, and I Believe in You by Talk Talk. We're the next couple of songs are all in the 6 minute range, and we're gonna be more of like a a country twang slowcore. I think you'll see what I mean. It's like a bit of an intersection between alt country and slowcore. But the stuff we just played, Cat Power is a cool artist, and that album I think is more of a slowcore album. Bark Psychosis, Hex, that's what that album, that song Absent Friend was off of. First album to ever have post-rock, and that and Talk Talk, which is what we just listened to, that song is I Believe in You, were sort of like the first talk post-rock albums. And I think both of these albums are pretty different than like what you would hear of modern with like post-rock and like a band like Godspeed, which is, you know, kind of, it's just instrumentals. They sing on these albums, and Talk Talk also, you know, is a pop band. They have hits like It's My Life that you might know. You know, they sort of just wanted to do cool experimental stuff, and they kind of created a new genre in the process. So yeah, it's a really awesome band and makes so many cool music, really, really influential. But yeah, we're going to have, I'm going to play two songs and then I'll talk back again before I play the last one, but it's spiritually included in this block. It's going to be Blue Chicago Moon by Songs Ohio. And then after, it's going to be River Guard by Smog.
Come face to face. Tall grass and look the other way. And when I haul them in, they always say, our sentences will not be served. We are constantly on trial. It's a way to be free. Most nights I go for a drive. To the highest place I can find. I'm standing on a cliff with goose flesh. Watching the wind rip the leaves from the trees. Every breath, death defying. Back in the yard, behind the walls, living hard. Dreaming of cool rivers and tall grass. Constantly on trial. It's a way to be free. We are constantly on trial. A way to be free.
All right, that was Blue Chicago Moon by Songs Ohio and River Guard by Smog. Thanks so much for listening to the show today. I hope you've enjoyed, you know, that look into different types of slowcore. Obviously, the genre is big and there's a lot of important acts that I didn't get to, but this is just what I've been into recently, so... Yeah, I'm going to end out with a song that I think is the most recent song on this list, because all of these songs pretty much are from the 90s or the late 80s. I think the Galaxy 500 is from... Oh, yeah, that is from the late... Yeah, okay. It's from the late 80s, yeah. And the Curse is Weird is from the early 2000s, but I think the latest it goes is like 2002 on here, except this song, Palms by Greg Freeman, is from an album that came out in 2022, I believe. He's a WMC favorite, so if you're a big listener to the station, you might have heard him a couple years ago when this album I Looked Out came out. But yeah, this is going to be Palms by Greg Freeman. And he's definitely a student of some of these artists that you've... The Songs of Hire, Jason Molina from Songs of Hire, and Bill Callahan from Smog are definitely some influences that you'll hear. But yeah, this is us, Palms. Well, thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week at 10. It's not the